Representative Greg Stuber rejects Democrat colleagues' dismissal of Scripture, it's pertinent to the discussion. By Hannah Blow on March 2, 2021. Orlando, Florida, Representative Greg Stube, RFL, reacted to the condemnation he received from his Democrat colleagues after pointing to Scripture during a debate on the Equality Act, noting that Democrats' rejection of Judeo-Christian principles remains contrary to the very foundation of the country and, in some instances, their self-professed faith. Speaking to Breitbart News at CPAC on Friday, Stube predicted that it will be quite easy for Republicans to draw a sharp contrast between their policies and the radical positions of the Democrats ahead of 2022, citing the debate over the Equality Act, which passed in the House last week. "It's going to be very easy to draw lines between what we would do in the policies that we support and the policies that the left supports," he said, using the Equality Act as a prime example. "As it redefines what a woman is, what a man is, it would allow biological men to play girls and women's sports." Stube used Scripture as a fundamental basis in last week's floor speech, where he urged colleagues to vote against it. "In his wisdom, God intentionally made each individual uniquely either male or female. When men or women claim to be able to choose their own sexual identity, they are making a statement that God did not know what he was doing when he created them," he said on the floor speech, drawing ire from Representative Jerry Nadler, DNY, who told Stube, "What any religious tradition describes as God's will is no concern of this Congress. My response is, it's the Word of God. It's in the Bible. You can choose, and God's given us the ability to choose to reject that or not. But it is truth," he told Breitbart News, explaining what he views as the absurdity of Democrats rejecting his appeal to Scripture in the political debate. "For them to say that God has no place and Scripture has no place in our government or in this Congress, it was funny, and I wish I had the opportunity to respond to Mr. Nadler, but I don't under the rules. But as I looked up, above the speaker's rostrum, is the only words in the House chamber that says, 'In God we trust.' So very much what is a Christian Judeo-nation, and the biblical principles that our country was founded on and the things that should breathe life into our nation's laws, is very much pertinent to the discussion," he said. "It just shows you how far left they are, as they don't even want to hear those type of ideologies spoken on the House floor," Stube added. The Florida congressman also cited a statistic indicating that 88% of members of the House consider themselves or affiliate themselves with Christianity. "Yet you saw that bill pass last night that any true Christian who believes the Word and the Bible would agree that is completely contrary to biblical principles, completely contrary to Scripture," he said of the Equality Act. "I think in their mind, and you got a little taste of that with what Jerry Nadler said, I think in their mind, which I don't agree with this thought process, but religion and God and Scripture have no place in government," he said, explaining how he believes his Democrat colleagues justify supporting policies seemingly contrary to their self-professed faith. "And they use that whole church and state argument," he continued, noting that the phrase is not in the U.S. Constitution. "It's interesting that you claim to have a faith but you don't follow that up with your actions," he said, adding that Democrats 100% do that with a lot of issues, including abortion. "Joe Biden claims to be a Catholic. Nancy Pelosi claims to be a Catholic. One of the Catholic Church's biggest policy positions is against abortion. 100%. No questions asked, yet they are the two biggest leaders in the nation who are pushing policies on the American people that not only encourage abortion, but this COVID-19 bill that we're voting on today. It allows for Planned Parenthood to get money through the Paycheck Protection Program and then it gets forgiven through a grant process," he explained. "So your tax dollars are paying to have abortions performed. And so people who profess an ideology and a religious belief are doing the complete opposite in their behavior and in their bills that they're pushing on the floor," he added.